the rest of the story. There were all kinds of violence in the United States in the 1960s, some of it politically motivated, some just plain serial killers and mad bombers, and then there was J. Paul Barnett. In the waning years of that turbulent decade, Barnett was a former Indiana state trooper with a penchant for explosives, an obsession with explosives. He secretly rigged dangerous little devices in a workshop behind his home near South Bend, and some big ones also. And then one summer evening, in 1969, the secret was out. Barnett lay in wet weeds on a grassy knoll in Cincinnati. He waited there in the dark with his fingers poised on the switches of an electric detonator, and on the other end of those electrical wires were enough explosives to blow up City Hall. And the moment arrived, and Barnett pulled the switch. And this is the rest of the story. J. Paul Barnett never meant anybody any harm. He was simply a one-time law enforcement officer and a high school teacher fascinated with firearms, older ones preferably, like the 170-pound turn-of-a-century cannon that Buffs called the Lyle gun, often used aboard ships to fire lifeline ropes to other vessels in distress. It played a unique role in history. Get in front of one and you are history. In the late 60s, J. Paul Barnett procured 16 of these cannon. They were corroded. They needed restoring, but Barnett restored them. And then he researched them so thoroughly that he even began writing a book of his own about them. And then he got it in his head to take those 16 incredible weapons out to a hillside someplace and fire them. Fire them all in succession. That someplace turned out to be River Bend. That's a Cincinnati park located on the edge of town. Barnett transported his explosive rig, including the 3,000 pounds of iron that his 16 Lyle guns comprised. And he set up those weapons at River Bend. And he waited for dark. And that's where we left him, with an index finger poised on a detonator switch. And when Barnett pulled that trigger, everybody for 5 miles around knew it. Especially the audience gathered. The audience gathered to hear the Cincinnati Symphony, which was playing right then and right there. You see, River Bend is the symphony's open-air summer home. And together with that organization, literally in concert with them, J. Paul Barnett made musical history. For until then, Tchaikovsky's bombastic 1812 overture was less so than the composer had intended. Tchaikovsky had intended the score to be punctuated with cannon fire, real cannon fire, a barrage of explosions which he meant to represent the Battle of Borodino, until J. Paul Barnett authenticated the Russian composer's dream. Orchestras had been using lesser sound effects. That historic night was 28 summers and thousands of in-concert cannon firings ago. For if any symphony orchestra wants the 1812 done right, they call J. Paul. If you were to meet him someday, he'd introduce himself as a musician, as the world's only concussionist. But you'll know what he means by that, because now you know the rest of the story.